As we said, gentlemen, Gruen returns tonight at 8:30 p.m. on ABC and iView, and the host of the show joins us on our show right now. It's Will Anderson.
Absolutely. Welcome, Will.
There he is.
Gruen back bigger and better than ever. I can only imagine it's a smash hit.
Well, Hughesy, what I will say, mate, is the desk is bigger. You'll know this. Social distancing, you have to have it in television now.
Yes.
Our old desk wasn't big enough, so now I'm sitting on a desk tonight that looks like I'm hosting Saturday Night Election on the ABC. It's Australia Decides. I think Anthony Green will pop in at some stage and just give some updates on the numbers in marginal seats.
Yeah.
That's great. You're doing it, which is great.
Is there an audience, or have you got an
audience? No audience.
Yeah.
And, mate, you'll understand this. So, here's what I will say. The discussion parts of the show with the advertising experts are better than ever, because I think that we've undervalued over the years that they're from the advertising industry. We've already asked them onto a show to dissect advertising and reveal their secrets. Plus, we then put them in front of 250 people and expect them to do a live show that's the tape. But we've taken that away. So suddenly they won't shut up. But I still do my monologue at the top of the show.
Right.
And I knew it was going to be hard. Of course I knew it was going to be hard. But even if you do not like Gruen, maybe particularly if you don't like me and you want to see me in anguish, there is a point about 30 seconds into the monologue where you will be able to see in my eyes where I just go, shit, there's a lot of this to go.
Oh, yes.
And this is really, really hard work.
Is Todd helping you out from the side, or from their distance, socially distance? Are they laughing to help you out?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that Russell's not in the studio, of course. Russell's in Melbourne, so he is on TV, on a TV, which is his absolute dream. And then, of course, we have to be completely COVID safe. It's the ABC. We've got a COVID officer. We've got this new desk. We can't touch each other or anything like that. But there is a part of me that when I was getting my COVID test to do the show, was just thinking about Todd, who I'd last seen in some sort of ceremony with voodoo people where they were like, they were opening a live calf over his body and pouring blood on him. And I was like, that was not a COVID safe environment. Nobody was social distancing. There was no hand sanitizer.
That calf didn't have a mask on. I saw that. That was unbelievable.
No, look, anyway, well, you've sold it to me. I mean,
I'm excited. I know. You'll be right in there.
This is the first time Hughesy's ever wanted to watch.
You've got him for 31 seconds. That's what you've got him for.
It's a great show, no doubt. Right-o. We look forward to that.
Now, don't ask your silly question.
Well, I've got, look, I not that long ago on this show, Will, we were talking about the Dominic West, the actor who said that men in between 40 and 50 should be allowed to have affairs and that should be fine because he got caught, he got papped with his 31-year-old co-star. And I remembered a female politician, and maybe don't say her name in case we get it wrong, a female politician who said...
Margaret Thatcher.
It wasn't Margaret Thatcher. No? It was an Australian politician.
Yeah.
Julie Bishop.
No, I don't think it was Julie Bishop. No, don't say...
Penny Wong.
Can you remember, have you got any vague recollection of an Australian female politician saying she doesn't mind if her husband goes to a brothel?
The only recollection I have is of, there was I think he might've been John Brown and his wife, and they like famously on 60 Minutes talked about how they'd done it on his desk. And I think, I don't know if she was a politician. I think he was a politician, and she might have said that she was okay with affairs.
This is weirding
out. The person who founded the Democrats, remember them? He had something going on too.
No.
Chip.
Yeah, Chips.
It wasn't Don Chip.
Don Chip had some...
No, this is not Don Chip. Am I?
Remember Don Chip? He was a player. His Don is good. That was his motto. Remember? He said, do you want to chip off the old block? Well, rhyme with block. I can't say it on radio.
If Will can't remember it, did I dream it?
Yeah, I think it's your thing. It's your thing.
All right, I'm going to put $1,000 on, I'm going to give to a charity if I can't find it, all right?
By when?
By, what's today? Wednesday.
Yeah.
Give me till Friday. All right, anyway.
Till Friday?
Yeah.
Mate, have you heard of the internet?
No, I've
I'll give Googled. You until the end of this
I
song.
Think it could have been.
All right.
Might have been scrubbed off the internet. Gruen tonight. Don't miss it.
I won't.
Yeah, 8:30 on ABC and iView. Well, thanks for hanging out with us.
See you, mate.